Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
The best of the Midwest on WGN is our tour of some really good places to visit in the Midwest. Sometimes we take you out of state. Sometimes we stay a little bit closer. From the city of Princeton, the director of tourism is Victoria Yepsen, and she's in our studio today. Welcome back, Victoria.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here again.
Again, yeah, this is our third visit, I think.
It is, yes.
For folks who don't know where Princeton is, where's Princeton, Illinois?
Princeton is located on Interstate 80. We're also along the Amtrak route. We're about 2 hours from Chicago here. We're 1 hour east of the Quad Cities, and we're 1 hour north of Peoria. So I like to say that Princeton's just a friendly drive for everybody.
Yeah, so. No kidding. Well, I guess you could draw from those metropolitan areas.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago's obviously the biggest one. So if I go I-80, my family's in Joliet, then I went to school in Minooka. I got family in Morris, then it's Seneca, Marseilles, Ottawa, LaSalle, Peru.
And then Princeton.
And then Princeton. So yep. Just a bunch of, and by the way, that rolling countryside there, I am charmed by that.
Mm-hmm.
I love driving past the cornfields and the soybeans and watching the seasons and the farmers do the work. Nice towns along the way. And then we get to Princeton. What's the population of Princeton?
Around 7,500.
And what's the principal business of Princeton? What do y'all do out there? Farming, I guess.
Deeply rooted in ag, yes.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yes.
You guys have don't you have some sort of ag-related beef and ag fest coming up this weekend?
We sure do. This year, celebrating its 46th year, it's hosted at Soldiers and Sailors Park, which is one of our national landmarks. It anchors the south end of our main streets, one of my personal favorites of our landmarks in Princeton. It's hosted by the Bureau County Cattlemen, and the event features locally sourced beef sandwiches, of course, served by the Bureau County Cattlemen, and they raise funds for agricultural scholarships, which is very important to supporting the next generation of folks that want to be involved with the farming community of Princeton. There's lots of fun involved with the event as well. The farmers market happens at the same time with that. Live music, we've got a petting zoo, antique tractors, and everyone's favorite, the kitty tractor pole.
I've emceed those before. Those are hilarious.
Yes.
But the concert series starts this weekend too, right?
Yes. This is a very highly anticipated event for our community and for visitors. The Down on Main Summer Street Concert Series kicks off this Friday night with country artist Mae Estes. The heart of our downtown Main Street is transformed into a festive music venue. The streets are lined with food trucks and local food and drink vendors. It's great energy, and everyone looks forward to it. So we do, we kick off this Friday, but we host one concert per month through October. So in July, we're going to be bringing a Dave Matthews tribute band. And in August, Face to Face, which is a Billy Joel and Elton John tribute.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And then in September, an 80s MTV experience with Electric Avenue. And then we close out the season, as always, with Oktoberfest. And we're bringing the Heidelberg German Band back this year.
What is that all about?
They've got about 12 members in their band. They're amazing. They wear the Lederhosen and everything. And we host that at Rotary Park and have German food, German games.
Yeah.
It's a fun event.
So that's the music each month. But
yes,
the farmers market is every Saturday through October.
Yes, through October 25th. And we have a great lineup of vendors this year. We're very, very proud of that. The committee's very proud of that. Freshly picked fruits and veggies and herbs, seasonal flowers, freshly baked breads,
all
kinds.
What's the Z-Tour bike ride?
The Z Tour bike ride, that happens this Saturday with Beef and Ag. As you mentioned, the beautiful rolling hills of Bureau County, it's quite an experience. It's beautiful. I did the 10-mile last year. The routes range from 10 to 100 miles. I am a beginner, but it was really, really fun. You ride 5 miles to Hornbaker Gardens and 5 miles back. And
Hornbaker Gardens is lovely.
It's a destination in itself.
Talk about that just for a minute.
Yes, it's a must visit when you're in Princeton. It's a retail garden center, but it has a beautiful botanical garden that you can walk through and just sit on a bench and just be in awe. They have a hosta ravine with over 400 varieties of hostas.
Yeah. And is that an event space too?
Yes, they also have a beautiful barn that there's a wedding booked almost. Multiple weddings every weekend.
I've been to one there, and what a gem that is.
Yes, it truly is.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is all stuff in Princeton, and it's I-80. You said Amtrak goes out there, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You draw people from the Quad Cities, then to the South Peoria, Chicago, maybe a couple of hour drive. If folks wanted to make a weekend out of it, where do they stay in Princeton?
So speaking of the Amtrak, you actually could stay. And there's a hotel located right there at the Amtrak stop. It was actually built in 1858 in response to the railway, the Knox Hotel, it's called. And a couple from Princeton have been renovating it room by room. It's a beautiful hotel to stay in. So I always like to mention the Knox Hotel.
So that's
hotel.
One of those old boutique hotels.
Yes.
Then. Not
yep.
huge, maybe a lobby that looks like a living room, and then you go up to your room, that sort of thing.
Right. And you just walk right out the door, and you can shop, and
Where's eating and beveraging in Princeton? Where do folks go?
We've got lots of farm-to-table experiences, classic pizza joints. We have a new donut shop in town, Miss Betsy's. As always, you have got to make a stop into Myrtle's Pie. We have a lot on our North and South Main districts.
I was kind of kidding about the growler that you brought in, and there may be enough beer for me to share with Bob, maybe not. But what is Coal Creek Brewing Company?
Yes, it's our, I believe they've been there for, I think this is their third year in business in Princeton. It's a great brewery. They brew right there on Main Street. They serve all kinds of seasonal beers, some from locally sourced fruits in our community.
And is there a tap room there? Like
yes.
a retail point?
Yep.
We're going to give away some of this stuff. So if you go to WGNradio.com's contest page, it says here, a stay at the Knox Hotel. That's what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It says, cozy up to the wine bar. It beats me next door for a wine pairing. You have a wine bar in Princeton?
Yes, it's a hidden gem inside of Beats Me Boutique. It's a retail.
Oh, I see. It's a store, and then they have a wine bar in there?
Yes. So she will be doing a wine pairing of wine and truffles.
Oh, nice. Okay, really, truffles.
Yes.
And then dinner at Spoons and Forks. What's that?
It's got anything and everything that you'd want to eat. We went there last night, my husband and I. So
what did you order?
I had tamales.
Yes.
It was a special. But they have an amazing Spoons burger. You can get great salads, all kinds of stuff.
I got coffee and donuts at Miss Betsy's. That's one of the coffee shops in town.
Yep.
Two tickets to Festival Show. What is Festival 56?
Yes, Festival 56 is our summer professional theater festival. Each year we host from June to August. This year's lineup includes Hairspray the Musical, Carrie the Musical, The Little Mermaid, and we do host a Shakespeare in the Park as well. This year is A Midsummer's Summer Night's Dream.
Yeah, yes. Right. So this is... regional actors that come into town?
No, they're from all over. So,
well, that's what I meant. Yeah. What do you mean by all over? Like all over the USA?
Yes.
Like that. Wow.
Yes.
Great. Some small towns do that. They will host and that's kind of what I was thinking, theater. And it's not just the community local theater, which is also a nice thing, but It's a very nice production, I guess, is what I'm getting
at. Yes, it absolutely is. Yeah, very high caliber acting and singing.
So what? So Festival 56, when's the first showing this season?
So they have they're doing a cabaret to kind of kick things off this Saturday, and then they start with Hairspray next weekend.
Got it. Okay. Mm-hmm. The website to go to if you want to find out more, where are we going to direct people to then?
PrincetonTourism.org.
PrincetonTourism.org. Not too far from, well, wherever you are listening to us today. You can get there via I-80. You can do the Amtrak stop. A couple of hours west of Chicago, north of Peoria, about an hour east of the Quad Cities, is Princeton. A great stop for a weekend getaway is our Best of the Midwest. Okay, Victoria, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
You don't always have to bring pies and beer like you do, but we're not going to say no. We will say thank you. We're not going to say no thank you. Thanks for coming in.